Welcome, news listeners. It's Friday and time to get the news show started for today. It is the 21st of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech. It's been going on and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Well, here's something you don't want to hear. That usually means a price increase. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. All these streaming services, yep, seem to be going up. And now it's YouTube Premium's turn. As for those of you that do pay for YouTube Premium, at least in the US for now, it's going up $2 a month. Yes, $2. So instead of $11.99, it's $13.99 a month. And the price increase currently is just for new subscribers, although I'm sure it's going to be hitting existing ones pretty soon. Quoting YouTube, they said they're updating the price for YouTube Premium and YouTube Music Premium subscribers to continue delivering great service and features. YouTube went on to say they believe the new price reflects the value of YouTube Premium, which I'm sure a lot of people might disagree with, and allows subscribers to enjoy ad-free YouTube with background and offline play. Plus, of course, that access to 100 million songs via the YouTube Music app. Well, it could be worse if you're subscribing through iOS. Well, get ready to shell out $18.99 a month. Yeah, if you're doing that, you might want to go a different route. Seems the folks over at the FTC, yes, that's the Federal Trade Commission in the U.S., have had a change of heart. Aww. That's because the FTC has withdrawn its in-house challenge for the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal. Now, you might remember we reported last week that FTC says now we're appealing. But apparently all was forgiven, or money, who knows. That's just speculation. So the in-house case that was set to go before a judge in August, well, it ain't gonna be done. Although we could see something happening in the future. Apparently it could be refiled if necessary. Now, Microsoft and Activision Blizzard still haven't completed their acquisition yet, and they've agreed of a deadline of October 18th for that to happen. Meaning between now and October 18th, the FTC could also have a change of heart again and refile this administrative challenge. So no, the drama ain't over just yet. And finally, if you want to know the day that ChatGPT became aware, this is the one. Yes, I'm sure a lot of us out there have tried ChatGPT and think, well, yeah, that's cool. Could use some improvement. Well, how about it remembers you and exactly what you like? You like that kind of improvement? Because that's what's happening. Yes, in the beta version, which is, yep, it's already gone live, ChatGPT now will remember who you are and what you like. Now, yes, we said beta, meaning the feature now is just currently being tested and is for ChatGPT Plus subscribers. It's actually called Custom Instructions, and this allows you to actually set unique parameters that will actually stay in place when you have chats with ChatGPT. Now, this tool will work platform-wide, so pretty much any third-party apps that use ChatGPT, you'll be able to have the same interaction. Now, I can already hear you, though. What about those privacy concerns? Well, according to the folks over at OpenAI, that's why it's launching in beta, so they could work out some kinks. And I'm sure some legal matters, too. Plus, if you really had any privacy concerns about ChatGPT, probably best you didn't use it in the first place. Now, as far as the new update is concerned, seems like it's only US-bound for now, and currently unavailable in the UK or EU. However, though, once OpenAI kind of eases the minds of government in those places, they should be able to launch in those regions shortly. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find the news show, the Mac show, and the big show over at the official website of the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. And of course, if you love the new show, we could really use your support to keep it going. So head to patreon.com/BTN News. And those of you that contribute $5 a month or more, you get exclusive access to the weekend edition of the new show. Of course, the BTN community alive and well, come join us today over at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. News show, well, yes, we're back for our Patreon supporters of $5 a month and more for tomorrow's weekend edition of the news show. Standard news show, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best in tech. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.